this is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Boy, everybody back from the weekend. Betty Rock, how you feeling? Pretty good. You have a good weekend?
I did.
Get to catch up with you? Did you get everything done that you wanted to get done?
See all the people you wanted to see?
Yes, that I did. Yeah, I got a flat tire on Friday.
Yeah.
Traveled to Alabama on Saturday.
You went to Alabama?
To see my friend Jerry Ann.
Oh my gosh.
For her baby shower.
Oh, that's nice.
And then
it's her second kid?
Yes.
Do you have to get as much for the second kid?
No.
Well, you should never.
No, but I did.
Never.
You did, because you're best friends.
But no, she didn't.
Okay, then this is a question. Like, okay, I'm a little mad at Jerry Ann. No,
you
just
don't
kidding.
Even know her.
Just kidding. No, but like when you have the first baby, okay, and you have a shower, absolutely. You need so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Like, I totally get that. A baby shower for a second baby. And then maybe do people do them for a third baby? Like, to me, those should just be more like parties. Like, we celebrate you. We're best friends. Let's have some cake and no gifts.
Okay. This is a perfect example of how when you don't know the rest of the story, it can be easy to judge others.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, what happened?
So here's the rest of the story. This was not her idea.
Oh.
This was her sister's idea.
She's not asking for things.
It was a surprise baby shower.
Oh, that's nice of her
sister. So she didn't know it was going to happen.
Okay.
Also, Jerry Ann had a registry that was on Amazon, but she didn't send the link out to anyone. She only made the registry because Amazon does this thing that once you have the baby, you get a big discount on your registry items.
Oh, that's
super
smart.
So she wanted to make the registry before the baby comes.
That's a life hack. You should do that as a scoop.
Oh, I guess I should. Yeah.
Yes, we'll do that as a scoop tomorrow for everyone else that's not fortunate enough to be a potty.
But all that to say, this is a perfect example of before you judge someone,
sure,
get to know the rest of
I wasn't judging her personally.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying it's a perfect example of just to show like she had no idea.
Yeah. I'm talking more socially though, like, and I understand that. I'm not judging your friend. She's amazing.
No.
But
and,
like the thing about it is that we do like some thank you. There
Happy
are
Monday.
Sometimes subsequent showers that happen. Like, okay, for example, you've been married for a while, say you got divorced, and then you're getting married again, and it's like, and you're like 35 or whatever, say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do you do another wedding shower?
I that's a tough call.
You know?
I don't know. I think it depends on the situation. And also, too, you know, who's to say that it could have been a bitter separation. And
yeah, but you
maybe,
got all this stuff. I mean, the idea of...
But maybe they lost some of the things.
Well, yeah.
Or maybe those things remind them of the relationship and they want to start brand new.
That would be a good registry of all the stuff you burned. You show everything you burned of your spouse, your ex, and then this is why I need to replace it.
I'm telling you, someone needs to start the trend of a single shower because we have to go through life buying everything for ourselves.
That's
and by
true.
The time, if we get married...
When?
Then you may already have the things.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, yeah, when you get married, you've lived your life as an adult. Like, you have most of the things that you need, you know, that you've accumulated over time. So it will just be a celebration. And so, you know, I won't get you anything just because I don't want to disrespect you.
Or gift cards.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
Gavin, your weekend good?
Oh, yeah. It was a do-nothing weekend because we had a few busy weekends recently. But I think Saturday we didn't go anywhere. And then Sunday we just went to church. Nice. So it was very nice.
That's a good weekend.
Nice.
What about you?
I am building something for my daughter for Christmas. And so it started off like, I think I'd be able to knock this out fairly quickly in a couple days, and then just had problems and just trying to get things like woodworking, like trying to get something perfect.
It takes time. It always goes, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so I'm still in it. I still got probably 3 more days of building to finish this thing first and last. So, but my wife's going out of town with my daughter. Ahead of us, we're going on vacation next week during Thanksgiving, but they're going down to Orlando to look for apartments. And so she hadn't been finding a whole lot of stuff, and so she's stressing about that, you know, to try and figure that out. Like, it'll be fine. Just go down, drive around, see a place, stop in. But I haven't rented an apartment in so long. They have so many rules that, like, the rent for that one apartment can be one price in December and another price in June. Same apartment.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's so frustrating.
It never stays. And they say, well, if you sign now, you know, we can lock you into that rate.
Yeah.
But if you wait maybe a day, it'll change.
Yeah. And I know they use that too to, like, you know, get you to sign. And so that's frustrating.
And then
they
claim they have no say over it.
It's garbage. Yeah. It's horrible. And so my wife, I had been looking, and so my wife started looking, and I was really busy with work. The last 2 weeks have been like super busy. And so I was kind of letting her do it, but I'm real hands on. Like, and then I don't want to micromanage it, because she's like, well, we got one place to go to. I'm like, one? I know there are thousands of apartments in there. And she's like, well, this one is this one's this, and this is too far away. And she's going through all these things. I'm like, and I pulled up on my phone. I had one time before, a couple weeks ago, had looked at a bunch of different places. I'm like, here's 8. Just call these places too. And some of them, like, of those, they didn't have anything. But then it was a few other things. And I'm like, you're being really picky. If there is a true lack of apartments, and then being like, well, I want her to be close, so she's 15 minutes away, but she might have to live 30 minutes away to be in a nice place that's safe, you know, and doesn't cost an arm and a leg.
It's part of the early grind.
Yeah, I'm like, you need to be, like, change your parameters. If you're not finding anything, change your parameters. And you know, but so she's going to go down there. And I'm trying to stay hands off on it, because I'd like to solve it. I love solving problems. I'm like staying out.
Are you leaving it up to them? Like, there's a chance that she'll sign a lease and everything?
It's possible. Like, if they go down, there's one place.
Have you set a limit on?
No, it's because my daughter has to live it. Like, we've just been trying to advise her. Like, we're not paying for her apartment. If she needs help, like, no, she doesn't even need help. First and last, like, security stuff. She's saved her money. She's so good with her money. So she's good. But yeah, this is her life. She has to do it. We might have to co-sign for her. Because she doesn't have, like, the giant employment history, or they might look in there and say, actress, okay, you're going to need a co-signer. So we'll do that. But the problem is, she and her friend have different life scenarios that she's moving into, and her friend wants to live dirt cheap, which I understand. I totally get that, because her friend has different parameters. Her friend has a car payment. Haley doesn't have a car payment. You know, her friend has other things that, like, we had kind of intentionally set Haley up so that when she got out, we knew she was going to be in theater. So when she got out, we knew, okay, you're not going to have a student loan. You're not going to have a car payment, you know, so that you can take a low paying job to work your way up and work in your field without having to go do something else. So it was designed that way. Not everybody can do that. Like, I understand that. So I'm beyond thankful, you know, that we were able to do that. But, like, so trying to balance out not stretching her friend, her roommate,
right,
but not living in a bad place either, just to save money. And no, like, her friend is kind of hands off with it too. She's like, okay, well, I couldn't get down there to look, so you guys just make the decision. But then it's like, well, you got to tell me your parameters, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was telling Marty, I'm like, get on the phone with her mom, you know, and her, and get it in, because you don't want to sign a place that then she's stressed out, because this girl's super nice. And the last thing I want to do is have it be a bad experience for her, but where Haley could afford it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Just those kind of fun life things.
Fun.
Yeah, good times. I thought I was done raising her at 18, but apparently not.
You could be.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Just would be
I know,
a lot of hands off.
Yeah, but like Danny Ray changing your tire at 36, that's what we do.
It's so true.
That's what good dads do.
You know, so go true. Change your tire if it goes flat all the way down in Florida?
I would. I'd do whatever it takes. Absolutely.
My dad said, because I said, thank you for coming and rescuing me. And he said, as long as there's air in my breath and I'm still breathing, your mama can get me down here.
Yeah. I didn't understand the first half of that sentence.
Yeah, I'll be there for you. That's right. That's right, Toot Blossom. You can count on me like 1, 2, 4.
Wait.
I only got to 9th grade, so don't judge me.
Oh, wow, 9th. That's a lot further.
There was a story. This was kind of weird, man. There was a guy, before he bought and sold luxury cars or taught in a golf course in a suburban Boston. He got married, had a family. All before all this, though, he was a bank robber.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a really crazy story. So he robs this bank when he's like 20 years old, and he worked at the bank, and he got away with $215,000.
That's a lot of money.
Which they say is about $1.7 million today. This was back in 1969, I believe. And so he robs this bank. But here's what's weird. After that, he goes on to live a normal life and doesn't
never
ever rob
caught?
Another bank. Never got caught. So for 52 years, never got caught, which is crazy.
What did he do with the money?
I don't know. Well, it's gone because in 2014, he filed for bankruptcy. So good bank robber, bad at saving, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just a weird story. And then you've got another whole thing. There's another. This would make for a great movie, okay? So this guy robs a bank. Then he lives a normal, unassuming life the rest of his life. But the guy who was charged with finding him, the U.S. Marshal, like never forgot about this case and worked on it actively, but could never solve it for all of these years.
What?
Then he dies, and they find like his reports, and somehow his reports and some other marshal's reports, when they start looking at it, they figure out who it was that robbed the bank. Yes. Unfortunately, that guy died too, but they figured it out after his death who had robbed this bank all those years ago.
But this guy's not, you know, leading a criminal lifestyle after the fact.
Right.
So they're chasing down something that happened. But the guy might be a really good guy at this point. Just,
right.
Well, I won't say that he made
a
mistake.
Can't be.
He definitely committed a crime.
I have wondered about that. Like, the statute of limitation on different crimes. There's no statute of limitation on murder, okay? And sadly, on some of the more horrific crimes, there are statutes of limitation, which is crazy to me. But like things like this, like you robbed a bank, and then like you lived your whole life and never committed another crime, like, and then they catch you. Like, do they send you to jail?
Yeah, like
or at
40,
that point,
50
I'd be
years
like,
later.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, all right, you know what? We'll charge you something to make up for it, but like, we're not going to send you to jail.
Well, but you don't know the impact that his robbing someone might have played on someone's life.
Mm-hmm, sure,
you know, ruined some lives.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, it could have been like definitely a stressful situation. You don't know if the manager of that bank maybe got in big trouble for it and maybe lost his job.
Yeah.
So if they're paying for the repercussions of his actions, then he should as well.
But time heals all wounds.
Oh my gosh, it is.
This is where it's nice to be a person that is filled with grace. I think that's.
I can see where you're coming.
That's just a different.
100 miles.
It's
away.
A difference between you and me. Okay, like I love that we're very different. I do. I love that I speak grace. That's like a second language to me.
Whereas I have harsh
vengeance
criticism.
And justice.
I see.
We look at the same thing just very differently. And I think you need both of those two things because you can't have people running amok in this world. And that's where you come in.
Right. Me.
Lethal injection Betty is what we call her.
Put him down
for jaywalking.
Oh. I'm going to be more careful around Betty.
Yeah, I would. So that was just a crazy, weird story. That the whole time I'm reading it, I think, man, that would make for a really interesting movie. And just like this, the discussion of like morality play in essence. Like, okay, is it wrong? Like say the movie ended with him getting arrested for this crime, and then what do you do with that? Like, do you actually lock him up or do you not lock him up?
Yeah, you do.
I disagree, actually. Crazy.
No, you do not.
I wouldn't.
I do disagree.
I don't understand you at all.
Why?
Because here's this guy that robbed a bank sure. and stole a lot of money.
Yes.
And you want to have grace on him.
Yeah.
But one Gen Zer walks through the yeah. door and says, I'm triggered by what you just said. You would tell them they need to be locked up.
And put them under the prison. Or that lady that blocked us in here in the car the other day, like where you're not supposed to block the driveway.
Lady.
That lady, for
what
sure.
What about the guy that told you you needed to wait for your barbecue sandwich?
Oh, the barbecue guy that I think about every day? Yes. No. Yeah, that guy.
Okay, so that guy deserves to go to jail?
That's a guy that I'm going to introduce to Lethal Injection Betty. Yeah, absolutely.
Guys.
Yeah, that, it's dark, but that
what if,
guy.
What if he's single and I end up marrying
oh,
him?
Oh, no. I no.
You wouldn't give me away then.
No, I would not. No, I would for your own safety. He would disappear.
They say, "Speak now, forever hold your peace." Mm-hmm. I object.
No,
I object.
But I know this is your shot, Rock, but I'm sorry, you can't do this.
But barbecue at the reception.
No,
it's gonna be slow. Right?
But the funny thing great. Is, everybody will get their barbecue, but I'll make
but
sure that
yes. that guy. You know what? Barbecue takes time. We're not McDonald's. Well, you know what? McDonald's got their act together, and that's why they're successful. Sir, oh, still, I wish I had my blood pressure cuff. That guy,
someone got it triggered.
That guy, man, every day. I have a small list. Okay,
if you had to choose between the barbecue guy or the driveway lady, which would you choose?
The barbecue guy was just ignorant and overworked. The drive-through lady was vicious and just looking at me like I'm not moving my car and I'm going to do my lipstick in front of you just to show you that I'm better than you. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So she's
wow,
made my
really
list.
You really read a lot into that.
Oh, yes. I have a list of people that I think about every day. And the barbecue guy is one. This lady, driveway mm-hmm. lady is mm-hmm. another one. And then from time to time, I add other people onto there.
Do you ever take anyone off?
No.
What about the P.F. Chang's people that you stuck in
there? Oh, for 30 minutes in the drive-thru? I think about them, too. Every time I drive past that P.F. Chang's, I will bring it up with whoever's in the car with me. Oh, no, it wasn't P.F. Chang's. It was...
It was Panda Express.
Yeah, P.F. Chang's
right.
is great. I love me some P.F. Chang's.
Sorry, P.F. Chang's for yeah. the...
So
sorry,
funny.
I've been hating P.F. Chang's all this time.
What if... Okay, this is a big burning building question. You have to save one person. There's a burning building.
Okay.
There is barbecue guy.
Okay.
Driveway lady.
Okay.
And Ryan Seacrest.
Who you're saving out of one of those?
You
or who?
Have to save one.
Okay, then I gotta save Ryan. Because Ryan,
really?
Ryan did nothing to me personally. Like Ryan's right, me and Ryan, it's all on my side.
What if you know
and
that
I'm
when
sure
you rescue
great.
Him,
yeah.
he's going to take you out of your business because he's going to do Christian radio better
sure.
than you,
no.
and he's gonna take over just the radio industry? Would you still save him?
Absolutely, because that image of that lady looking at me dead in my eyes and being you're... like, "Well, guess what? I'm not moving, sir." And you know what? I'm going to show you how little. Concern I have for you and your time. I'm gonna do my lipstick.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Look at the. I'm doing it really slowly too because I'm not gonna move. Yeah.
All right. One more question.
Sure.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Barbecue guy.
Yep.
Driveway lady.
Or Jerry O'Connell. Yeah, I knew where you were going with that. Still Jerry O'Connell.
Really?
But those two, I'm telling you, those two are it for me. Those two are like forever
Bobby
on my
Bones?
List. Still, yeah. Those two people were what's wrong with every part of society in those two people. So, yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about your neighbor with the 18-foot skeleton in the front yard?
I can forgive that. He took it down. he took it down. But I am waiting to see what his Christmas looks like because
I can't wait.
He has one sign up on the front by the front door that says Mary up there, like and then
but no Christmas.
No, like it's just like a country looking sign, like Mary.
Oh, it just says Mary.
Yeah, like Mary.
Okay.
Hey, okay, gotcha. But then his neighbor next door already has Christmas lights up and a gaggle of them. So I'm curious if he hates that, which would be lovely.
But it's just time to get back at the
yeah,
other guy.
Or will he go nuts and do Christmas big? I'm real curious because like if the guy celebrates every holiday like that, then I'm like, all right, you're just an over the top. You celebrate holidays. Great. Love mm-hmm. it. But mm-hmm. if you're just the spooky Halloween guy, And every year you're going to make that like what people do for Christmas.
Right.
That I'm not going to be a fan of.
What he should do is get the trailer that looks a lot like Cousin Eddie on Christmas Vacation, park that in his front yard.
Oh, yeah.
Then it'd be an eyesore and a Christmas decoration.
I could see them doing that too. And my HOA wouldn't do about it, but God forbid I have a trash can on the side of my house.
Okay, your HOA.
Yeah, yes. The barbecue guy and the drive-through, the driveway lady. Okay. All right. You know what? Let's go on to least these. What do you got?
All right. Paris Hilton. She finally got married. Well, I say finally. I think this is her second or third marriage. I'm not sure.
And we're not doing a shower.
I guess not. I'm not sure. But on Friday. Okay. So she got married on Thursday at the Bel Air Estate.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yep. Bel Air. Of her grandfather, Baron Hilton.
Yep.
And just that name, Baron.
Yeah.
So ritzy. Then the following day, Friday, she hosted a wedding carnival party.
That's fun.
It had lemonade, funnel cakes, hot dogs, plus a Paris Hilton themed carnival game, a DJ, live performance, and a Ferris wheel.
That is, how do they not have a Paris wheel? I would have renamed it. But wow, see, now that's fun. Like I would have liked that to have been the whole wedding day. Like that would have been a great reception. But I guess they're doing like a weekend where everybody comes in for the weekend.
I guess so. And then Saturday, so the day after that, there was a fancy dinner back at the Hilton Estate, followed by a night of dancing.
Wow, that is a live celebration of you. Like that, you got to really, 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 you either really love yourself or you're like, okay, I'm going to give people a weekend because I've got a bunch of money and I want that to say thank you for all these people coming in and doing a weekend of it. Mm-hmm. Like that, if you're paying for all that, okay, that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking to see who her husband is.
I'm going to guess he's got money. I'm going to guess it's not the janitor from one of the Hilton.
Well, the problem is I looked up Paris Hilton husband, and there's one guy that popped up, but there's also several others, so I'm not sure.
Well, this says that it says M.2021 Carter
Rome?
Riem?
Sure. Okay.
I bet he's an investment guy.
He's an entrepreneur and venture capitalist.
Venture capitalist. Yep, there you go. Yeah, she's not marrying anybody poor. She's not marrying for love. Haley, my daughter, we were talking the other day, and where were we? We were somewhere, and there was something like kind of upper crust going on around us, and she was like, oh, I think I'm going to have to marry for money, because she was like just watching it, was like just enjoying it.
Oh, my word.
And I'm like, now I know you're kidding. And I said that you're never marrying for money. Like you just won't. Like when it comes down to it, like money's a great thing to have, obviously. But I'm like, you are too much into communication and people knowing your feelings. And really, she's like a deep relationship friend person too. And I'm like, you're gonna end up with another please not actor, because you guys are both gonna starve. You need to marry someone with just, you know, like, don't worry about marrying for wealth, but just marrying someone with a good W-2 that has a job, you know, that's steady.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm doing a little bit of Googling. Yeah. Paris Hilton, her net worth is $300 million.
Woo!
That's a ton of money.
Carter, her new husband, he's worth 60. $35 million.
Oh, she's slumming.
She
didn't marry for money.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, it down at $35 million. That's crazy.
She's like, psh.
Yeah. She's like, you're $35 million. That's cute.
I'll get the bill, honey.
Yes.
In other news, Carrie Underwood, we had talked about her last week about that she had posted on social media about a new song that she was coming out with called Stretchy Pants. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this.
I got leftovers waiting in the fridge for repeating. Give me a nap and an hour. You know they gonna get eaten. So bring on the turkey, potatoes, casserole dishes. Cause I ain't messing around with them buttoned up fridges.
Stretchy Pants song.
Yes. So it was mysteriously removed from the internet, and we didn't hear a peep from Carrie. And then Wally went on a tangent about how she was probably scared that it was politically incorrect or something.
Yep, because there's somebody that's going to be offended.
Fat shaming or something.
Yeah, so they pull it. Well, that was my guess.
Well, anyways, she still isn't talking about it, but it was released.
Oh, nice.
So there's an animated video, video that goes with it. Yes. And in the music video, all the characters are wearing these like green plaid stretchy pants. You can actually buy the stretchy pants for $40 at stretchypantssong.com.
Genius.
And what's so great about buying these stretchy pants is the $40 goes towards the store. That's the name of Brad and Kimberly Williams Paisley's free grocery store for people that are hurting for food. This Thanksgiving holiday, they can get some food.
Nice.
Yeah, so not only would you be supporting Carrie Underwood, you would be supporting getting food to needy families.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I had heard that Brad Paisley had that pantry, basically. Mm-hmm. And so it's cool to see her supporting that and making a difference mm-hmm. with the stretchy pants song. So maybe there was like this thing I always tell you, like, don't overreact. Like, wait till you have all the information, Rock, before you make a judgment.
Right.
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 And so, like,
silly.
Maybe they just needed to wait on production for the pants to then they could do the whole thing.
You know what? Why didn't I think of that?
I
personally want to say I apologize.
Thank you.
For jumping to conclusions.
Thank you.
I'm offended that you're apologizing. Not standing up for
Yeah. You need that, Matt. Jump to conclusions, Matt.
Oh, that's
from
right.
Office Space.
I was like, what is that off of? I've seen that.
Yeah. All right, you got any birthdays for me?
I do not.
What? Oh. All right, well, that is going to officially then do it. Another one in the books. Now, remember, next week is Thanksgiving week. We are off, and so we will not be doing aftercasts.
So start
apologize.
Talking to your counselor now.
Yes, and I am going to be on a cruise. Like, my wife booked a cruise.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, so she is a Disney travel agent, but they offer travel agents deals. And so she got this wicked deal that's like, oh, yeah, you cannot not do this. And so we're going to be doing that. But I'm going to be
the three
like,
of y'all?
Yeah, me, Haley, and Marty. And so I'm going to be out of pocket, though, too. She likes doing cruises because my laptop does me no good because I'm too cheap to spend the internet money. Like, because it's expensive. It's like $20 a day. To have internet.
Paris Hilton could do that.
I know she could. Even her poor husband could. and so I won't spring for that because I just refuse. And so my wife likes it because when we go on a cruise, I truly unplug from work
Smart
stuff.
Smart woman.
Yeah. Now, I do spend creative time. Like, I won't be doing emails.
That.
I do. Like, I like to think about new things and new ideas and stuff like that. So that's where I kind of do mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, with that, that's going to do it for our aftercast. And thanks for being a potty.